Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
Everybody, fun fact, superstar hairstylist Chris Appleton is backstage with one of our viewers. Her name is Monica.
Hi,
Chris.
Hi.
I love you.
Oh, wow.
And Monica, you're an amazing mom who has yet to change your hairstyle. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we're going to reveal her new look at the end of the show because literally one of the biggest hairdressers in the world is going to snip her hair right here on television.
I can't wait for the transformation.
All right, well, let's get into some good news. First up, nostalgia news. Variety reports that Kevin Bacon will return to Footloose. Yes, the high school.
Oh my gosh, everyone loves Footloose.
So here's the story, because I feel like I misled with that headline. Kevin Bacon is not doing another Footloose. He's going back to the high school where they filmed the famous scenes in Footloose. It was Payson High School in Utah, and the school basically campaigned for him to come back because it's being torn down. And they were like, this is the last year that you could come and do that dance here in the auditorium in the dance hall where you did it in that film all those years ago. So they recreated Footloose scenes on TikTok and started the Bacon to Payson campaign to catch Bacon's attention. And guess what? It worked.
Yeah, it did.
Bacon thanked the students for their invitation and confirmed he is coming. He's got his boots on and he is ready to dance.
Yes, Kevin Bacon. Okay, this is so fun. For starters, shout out to Kevin Bacon. Let's hear it for the boy because he heard him. Yes. And he's so cool. And I love when the people don't shy away from that, from the work that they've done. That means so much to us. I mean, we just said Footloose in the audience and you all went, ooh, because it is such a feeling that movie gives us, right? He had to fight to dance and they had to fight to bring him back. It's perfect.
I mean, I'm just so excited also, like, that this worked.
Can you believe that Footloose came out in 1984? Is that 40 years, 41 years ago?
That's 40 years ago.
Yeah, and Kevin Bacon still looks that good. What is going on?
I know, by the way.
I know. I wonder if he's still got the moves.
Of course he still has the moves.
Of course he still has the moves.
He's like, he's so virile and lovely, and his beautiful wife, Kira, and their gorgeous marriage, and they're just the coolest.
I know. Remember Sarah Jessica Parker is a brunette in that movie?
Oh, my God. Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
That's when my platonic crush on Sarah Jessica Parker started, was in that movie.
Oh, yeah. I know. I loved her in Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Of
Do you remember
course.
That movie? Oh,
my
God.
Remember
so
Square
much.
Pegs?
Oh, my God.
Love. Good News Network reports that a couple has gone viral online after ordering a cake replica of their dog, but the cake was so realistic that they couldn't bear to cut it. So Anna and Chris bought an edible version of their dog, Arthur, for a joint birthday celebration. But when the life sizes arrived, the couple described it as uncanny and had to get somebody else, like one of their friends, to take a knife to it because it was the same height, size, weight as their dog. Okay, so that's like a great idea until it shows up and it looks just like your dog. I mean, what would you do if you got a cake like made out of Douglas?
I'd cut it. It's a cake. It's not Douglas.
Oh, you think
this
it could
is
be
a no-brainer? We don't need friends to cut. No, this is a no for me.
Well, Drew. In fact, why don't we test that theory right now? We had a cake made to look like Douglas. Thank you so much. Thank you. Uh huh. Now. There you go. There's a knife right here. Now, Drew, I want you to look at this beautiful Dougie right here and then tell me that you could take this knife and cut it. You could really. She did not. You did not.
It's a cake.
Look at Dougie. Dougie, get in. Watch it.
Oh. By the way.
Oh, uh-oh.
His paw fell off.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's a cake.
Oh, take that. Can you take that double shot again?
Why is this triggering for someone?
Because it is. Like, when you're looking at the side-by-side, that is just triggering. Did you expect that to happen? No. I thought she'd kiss the cake. Don't you dare.
Dougie.
Don't be afraid.
It's a cake. I would never hurt you. You're the love of my life. Get over here. That's silly. It's a cake. God, I guess people are traumatized by that.
Is that not the cutest cake? Not one little part of you thought, I don't want to cut that cake?
It's a cake.
It's a cake of Douglas.
It's a cake. By the way, I would like to thank a company called A Love for Cakes Bakery because they're the ones who made that amazing Douglas cake. And I just want to say that work was absolutely beautiful.
Look.
Oh, Douglas is making his way.
Look, say hi, Dougie.
Well, get ready to scrub in with a familiar face because Jessica Capshaw is here to chat about her triumphant return to Grey's Anatomy!
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Love it so much. Okay, I've known that the woman who is about to walk out here since we were tiny children. I'm talking elementary school. and she's making one of the most talked about TV returns as Arizona Robbins on the longest running sexy, I might add.
Really?
So Jessica and I ran into each other, thank you. Jessica and I ran into each other the other night, and I looked at her hair and I said, I have been dying to cut my hair. And I was like, see, it's your hair that I'm coveting. And then you said the two magical words. You said, well, you know, I'm a little inspired by some Taylor Swift. And then we got on that rant. We all know infamously, like, her cat is named Meredith Grey.
I know.
She's a Grey's Anatomy fanatic.
Right, right.
Is it true that you saw her somewhere and she beelined for you?
Right.
What happens?
Here's how it happened. I was in a crowded room. I see her across the room and I'm sort of fangirling, oh, this Taylor Swift's here. That's so amazing. And she looks at me. And I look at her. And I think, who's she looking at? She was looking at me. She comes over and she says to me, you are one of my favorite protagonists on television. And I thought, A, oh my God, and B, I'm a protagonist?
I was gonna say, I love the word protagonist.
So that was when we first made our first connection. Oh. And then maybe 3 or 4 years later, I ran into her in a restaurant. And then I invited her to come sit with us. And she did. And then we sat and talked for like an hour and a half. It probably was 45 minutes. It was an hour and a half.
That's so exciting.
Wait, it gets better. It actually gets better. It gets better. She was so lovely. We had so much fun. And we were all just talking, chatting, blah, 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 blah. And then I think we exchanged numbers. And then 1989 came out. And then my babies were like singing Shake It Off in the bathtub. And I would send her videos. I know. And she would respond. I know. And then we went to the 1989 tour. And then I think she changed her number.
I love her so much. Okay, so her father is Steven Spielberg. And so that is my father figure. And he's the only father figure I've had. And we've known each other since elementary school, and then being on the set of Temple of Doom,
yes,
which is where he and your mom fell in love.
Yes, and where we met.
And yes, exactly.
So I met him when I was 6. You probably met him when you, how
six.
Old were you?
6.
So,
exactly. Yeah. I might have been 5 because I auditioned for Poltergeist. And then he said, no, this
we're
isn't.
We're gonna save her.
That's
we're gonna
not.
Save her for something else.
It's not the right thing, which of course I was like crushed.
Devastated.
But then he was like, but there's something else. And I was like, okay, I'm back. Okay, yeah. I've got another chance.
I think that worked out.
I think it worked out really well. But I'm inextricably linked with your family. Now, I was thinking about this memory of watching movies at your house. In the screening room.
In Los Angeles.
Yes, yeah. In Los Angeles. And we had watched this independent film called Safety Not Guaranteed with Aubrey Plaza, who I'm in love with. And
yeah.
I remember Steven Spielberg watching the movie, and it ended, and he goes, that was really amazing filmmaking. And I knew from the ending of the film that he stuck the landing, and he was waxing poetic about the director. I then find out, not too long later, that he hired that director for the Jurassic Park franchise.
Well, there you go.
I know, how cool is that? I was witness to that moment. Okay, after the break, Jessica is gonna spill everything about her return to the one and only Grey's Anatomy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jessica Capshaw. Now, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And here you are coming back after 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. This is so exciting. Arizona was also supposed to be a character that had a 3-episode arc, and here you've been on the show as long as you want to be, which is a testament to how good you are. And here she is coming back. What have you got?
I was, you know, it was 10 years of my life, and I had 3 babies while I was there, and I had the most incredible time creating this character, and believe you me, it was uphill and downhill. It was easy, it was hard, it was all the things, but it was just the most gratifying experience. And as an actor, to get to play a character for 10 years was unbelievable. And so when Meg, who just took over and is running the show, called and said, hey, would you consider coming back? And she said, I mean, she sort of teed it up and said, I really want to put a dose of what Arizona brought to the show, and I feel like you're the one that can bring this moment, which is I want to add this a little bit of light and a little bit of joy and a little bit more of the magic around healing and around teaching. And I was like, I'm in.
We actually have a sneak peek of tonight's episode. Take a look.
Dr. Bailey, given that we're close to finishing our logs, would it make sense to focus on that instead of wherever we're going?
It would make sense for you to trust that anything I ask of you will make you a better doctor. There she is.
Oh, Dr. Bailey, just in time. Shall we begin?
Yes. Take a seat and learn something.
Fun game. It's medical related. Is this true or was it on Grey's Anatomy? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. And by the way, if Jessica gets 3 out of 5 correctly, the audience goes home with a really cool prize. No pressure. Case number 1. A woman had fragments of chopsticks embedded into her sinuses for a week without knowing it. True or on the show?
I sadly think that might be true.
It is!
Oh my God!
It is! Okay, case number 2. An x-ray revealed that a man had swallowed 10 doll heads. Is it true or was it on Grey's?
Grey's.
You're right! A man had a kangaroo fish stuck in his man parts, causing him not to be able to urinate for 3 days.
I think that was not on Grey's. That's true in real life.
It was on Grey's. That's okay. We have 2 more. Case number 4. A man got headaches only when watching adult X-rated videos. Real or on Grey's?
Real?
Yes! Grey's, a man was attacked by his girlfriend's pet lion.
True. Go on Grey's. On Grey's.
It was on Grey's. You got it. You got everything right, which means everyone in our audience audience is gonna go home with an Amazon Echo Show 15 with Fire TV, so you can watch your favorite shows like Grey's Anatomy. You can also listen to it too, and we have a very special announcement today, which is that Jessica is starting a podcast with iHeartRadio, and we're announcing it right here, right now. Is this true?
Luddington, who's one of my besties on Grey's Anatomy, who plays Joe Wilson, and I had an idea, and then we sort of worked it all together, and then we sorted it all out, and we went to iHeartRadio, and they were like, yes.
Very exciting. I'm so excited. What's it going to be called?
Well, we don't have the name right now.
Well, as soon as it's done, will you tell us so we can announce it on the show?
But coming soon, early summer.
Okay, well, we'll be there for that. We'll be there for Grey's Anatomy. And don't forget, Arizona Robbins returns to Grey's tonight on ABC. And after the break, Chris Appleton's gonna cut an audience member's hair right off, right here live on the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Simultaneously, Chris Appleton, our Drew crewer, has been giving an audience member. Her name is Monica. Well, this is the A-list hairdresser, and he's giving her an A-list makeover or a glow-up, we could call it.
Monica is the nicest person. I mean, she looks great to start off with, but she's recently gone through a weight loss journey. She lost 25 pounds.
Fantastic.
And she said she wanted to look in the mirror and feel good about it, you know, and the hair was a big part of it. It was very long. She felt like it dragged her down. And you know the power of transformation, Drew. I mean, like a simple bang can just change everything.
Yes, give me the...
You know, it can just literally... Here's one I made earlier.
Oh, my God. It's seamless. How do you do that? Well, you are who you are for that reason. Okay, Monica, I'd love to see your before Chris's glow up. Let's see what Monica looks like after Chris's magic. Yay! Beautiful.
You look so beautiful.
Now, tell me, what did you feel when Chris chopped off your hair and gave you this absolutely stunning, timeless, and yet retro, and yet modern haircut?
So, other than incredibly honored, I feel so much lighter. It feels like everything kind of fell away, and I've been on this protect my peace journey, and this is a huge piece of just feeling good. Looking in that mirror, and you guys gave that to me. I'm just so grateful.
Chris.
Honored to be a part of it.
Chris is having a charity event called Hair Raising on April 28th, which benefits Boston's Children's Hospital. And Chris, that's so wonderful that you're doing that.
To support these, you know, kids with, you know, cancer. I mean, it's an amazing hospital and amazing fund, and you know, the fact that we can do a little to give back is great.
And we want to send you to the Sojo Day Spa, you and your daughter, and then I'm gonna get you tickets to Aunt Julia and a dinner. So you can wear this fabulous look out. Anyway, we make this show for you, so just take it with you.
Yes.
Hey Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.